Oh, hello, 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 hello. Hey, it's Monday. You know what that means? It means time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show, well, kind of weekly show, where you ask me questions and I answer them to the best of my ability. Before we get into it, let me just say, if you have a question and you want it to be answered, please just look at the link below, which would be in the doobly-doo, which basically lets you ask questions to me. We're right now sitting at 300 questions. Let's try to reduce that number, shall we? Let's get into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They say, "Hi, Knight. First off, how are you?" "I'm doing very well." Second, "What kind of person are you in your friend group?" For example, I am the listener and the mom of the group. Man, I don't know. What am I? I guess I'm like the old man. I'm the oldest in my friend group. I definitely think I'm the old man of the friend group. which I don't mind. I think I like it. It's a good role. But yeah, I'm like the old man. People come to me for like stock advice. I think people come to me when they have like an idea that's they're like trying to pitch. Like I'm like the pitch master. People come to me with like, here's what I got. I got this premise and this is the idea. And I'm like, okay. Or like, I don't know if that's gonna work. So I don't know. I'm like the old sage, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's like the best. I'm just the old man they come to when they need advice. Anonymous asks, "Can you please continue making sexy Saturday a thing?" Oh shit, today is Saturday. Oh no, today's Sunday. Was it yesterday Saturday? Yesterday was Saturday. I missed this last sexy Saturday, I guess. I guess it could be sexy Sunday. But yeah, no, I think sexy Saturday will be like a once a month kind of thing. It's fun. It's a fun thing. Alright. Anonymous asks, "When you record long sleep aid audios, do you actually fall asleep for the amount of time or only record for a certain amount of time and loop the audio?" Funnily enough, almost all the organic sleep aid audios have come about because I've fallen asleep while recording sometimes. So yeah, like if I just like pass out while I'm recording and the mic is there and it's like a pretty good pickup, I'll use it. I end up having to loop it sometimes. I think the longest uninterrupted sleep audio I have created accidentally has been like 40 minutes long. Because it's like a nap. Like, I'm not actually, like, out for the count. I'm out for, like, a little bit of the count, and then I eventually wake up. So, but speaking of which, I'm probably going to be attempting a long-form sleep audio, maybe about, I want to have an 8-hour loop, but the base plate for that's going to be pretty long. So I'm going to try to get that out hopefully soon. It's probably going to end up only being on Patreon. Maybe it'll end up on YouTube. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. But yeah, I really want to do some, like, long-form sleeping stuff, because people really like it. But yeah, it has to be like, I'm going to go into it with some intentionality instead of, just happenstance. Cause I just fell asleep cause I was tired. Let's see. Oh, that's a great question. Anonymous asks, "I know you said since COVID-19 started a year ago that you were the type of person to always greet with a handshake, or maybe when with people you don't know or first meet or around females, Do you do that to say hi to them? I guess you wouldn't hug them or say hi to them like that." So, funnily enough, like culturally, hugging someone when you first greet them, at least regionally where I am, is like completely, was the norm before COVID. Now it's not so much because COVID has made it socially distant. It's weird because I've had interactions where like my first instinct is to shake someone's hand and I'm just like, oh wait, no, I can't do that now. I've seen the elbow bump has become quite popular, just the with the elbow. The fist bump has now kind of superseded the handshake, weirdly enough, in the business world. But yeah, it's been interesting because it's social distance has really created like a weird space where like the norms that you've normally had have been upended. Because I had friends who like kiss when they meet, you know, like the or if they're like the other three, it depends. But yeah, like all that's out the window completely. So I don't know how, like, I feel like for them, that's going to be a bigger adjustment than it is for me, who's used to like hugging people and handshakes. Let's see. That is so funny. Anonymous asks, "How often do you look at the audio line request form and do you still often do audio requests from it?" If you were on today's live stream, today is April 25th, 2021, for those of you who are listening to this in the future. You can probably go back. If you're a Twitch sub, you should be able to find the VOD because I'm saving it currently. I'm gonna, like, literally, once I'm done with this, I'm gonna save it. So you should be able to find it. So yeah, I in fact pulled audios from the request line to do live on Twitch, which was fun. That was tons of fun. So yes, the answer is yes. I look at it quite frequently. Basically every time I start recording, I give it a look, just to see if there's any idea that I'm like, ooh, that's really cool, I can do that like right away, or if there's like things like, this would be good for a holiday, or this would be good in a month from now or something. Because it really varies. There's a lot of things that are like really good for the now, and then there's some that are just like not applicable in this current moment. Like, I wish I had an example. I don't. It would be really cool if I had one off the top of my head. I mean, like, okay, Christmas. Like, all, like, there's a bunch of Christmas audio stuff, which I just can't do in the middle of April, because it would just be, it'd be unusual. I feel like people wouldn't care, but I care, and I don't want to do Christmas in April yet. So, like, for those kind of stuff, that doesn't get done. Have you ever bitten by a dog before? Yeah, I've been bitten a few times by dogs in my life. It's not a big deal. I work a lot with dogs. I did a lot of dogs. I did a lot of work with the dogs. Phone numbers would be none of them still numbers like everybody says, but then the phone. All the numbers come just to support the situation, so they can be chubby, that's there, and they, some numbers are fine, so it's really all the phone work, but yeah, it's fine. You got to see, clean dog, that will be super infected if you do not deal with it. Why do you guys sold out tiers? Why do you sold out tiers? So, initially, the way the term was structured, sold tiers have limited, has an access to the nature of what was being provided to them. I just couldn't accommodate for all people. But with now, April's probably going to be getting an extra 100 slots on the 1st of May. So I'm just going to put that out there right now. Just, like, now, April's exclusives, but April's here is going to get 100 slots coming May 1st. So if you're interested in that tier, there's more slots. But there's stuff in there that requires me to do something that if it's opened up to everyone, it would be kind of hard for me to track it. So I'm limiting it to my own sanity so I can make sure that I'm getting to doing the things that I'm promising that tier, essentially. That answers your question. Let's see. Yeah, so we have 3 more Dom audios. Yeah. Easy answer. Yes. Anonymous asks, waffles or pancakes? Oh my god, this is the hardest question I get. Not only in Getting a Night, just but in life. So many mornings have I woken up wondering, or been basically proffered one of the 3 choices, and just unable to decide. It's just a hard choice for me, because I love all 3. I wish, like, on room service menus, there was an option for French toast, waffles, pancakes. Like, one of each. That would be the best. Because short of that, I have no idea. I have no idea what to pick. It's so hard. Because every time I get one or the other, my mind is always like, should have got the other one. And I'm eating it, I'm like enjoying it, but my mind's just like, no. But was it better than the pancakes, though? Was it? And I was just like, I don't know. It might have been. And then I'm just completely consumed by uncertainty. Because I'm just like, oh, was that the right move? Did I get the right thing? I don't know. So yeah, that is a hard question for me personally. I'm such a breakfast person, and I'm never awake in time for it, so it's always such a bummer. Breakfast is a bummer for me. I wish breakfast was served past 11. It isn't. It's served up to 11, which is nonsense. It should be served all day around. All right, let's see. Okay, so BriBri007 asks, what was your least favorite video game to play growing up? And also, if you can give some studying advice too, please and thank you in advance. Okay, man, I wish I had better studying advice. I think I'll do the video game one first, because that one's easy. Tarzan for the Game Boy Color was a nightmare. That first level, couldn't beat it. I beat the first level. It's the second level. So whatever the level is that starts with, like, you're in a plateau kind of place, and you're trying to figure out, like, one side you can't go off of. I was stuck there forever. Very, very frustrated. Never completed the game. Hated it. I think it's, like, the only game I, like, hated as a child. I think it was the Tarzan Game Boy Color game. For studying advice, what can I give you for studying advice? I guess my best advice for studying is try to be in a place that limits distraction. I mean, you probably know that already, but I think going somewhere where you can just reduce the distractions, like whether it's your phone or the internet, just things that can take your attention away from the thing you're doing, I think that's going to be really helpful. It depends on what you're studying. Flashcards are really good if it's like a memorization kind of deal. If it's comprehension, my advice is teach the thing to someone else. If you're like, I'm trying to think of like something. I'm trying to think of like a comprehension thing. But like if you're like, have to explain, or you have to like write a paper about like the cycles of atmospheric cycles or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a thing you can explain to someone. You can just like sit someone down who is not a subject matter expert, who has no idea at all, and then just explain it to them. And if you can teach it, odds are you know it. You know, if you can teach it without the material. That's like a good indication of how well you know it. Besides that, I don't know. What else is good studying it? Yeah. I also try to block your time well, just so you don't like get burned out, and like make sure you take breaks and stuff so you feel like recharged to going back into it, because studying sucks. There's no good way of saying it. Studying is just awful. I hated studying. I think everyone hates studying. No one enjoys doing it. It's just something you have to do. So just pick a day, lock it down, focus. Working incrementally is also good. Don't just cram. Cramming will always screw you almost 100% of the time. So hope that helps. Tara asks, what's your favorite kind of donut? Ooh. A chocolate glazed donut is like, that's pretty good. A Portland cream also would satisfy me. One of those two is pretty good. One of those two. I think this will be the last question of this episode. Will be Anonymous, who asks, are no Friday Twitch streams on Sweetheart Stream weeks permanent or only for this month? It was only for this month. It was me just testing it out. I'm not sure if it'll keep. I think the pros of it means that it could be there's longer Sunday streams, just in general. The Sunday streams could be like a longer format. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided yet, but we'll see. And then another streaming question, Mama says, why are all your streams last only an hour? What's the difference now? Time. I've been trying to manage time. Streams are getting longer, so you'll start noticing the Sunday streams are getting longer. Like today, I think the Sunday stream is like 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours and change. The Sunday stream is going to be my bigger stream of the week. I'm not sure what's going to happen to the Friday stream. I'm like, we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. The Sunday stream is kind of becoming my like go-to stream. It's like the one that fits into my schedule the best. Whereas the Friday stream, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of like a hit or miss kind of day for me. I'm just trying to play around the schedule, trying to find time where a lot of people are just available to like tune in, and to a day that works for me in my schedule. If I can find a marriage of both of those together, I'll be thrilled, because that's like the perfect thing. All right, I know I said one more, but I said that was the last one. I'm gonna do one more. Someone says, where can we find the YouTube playlist of unlisted YouTube videos? So the unlisted list of the unlisted YouTube videos are gone from YouTube completely. After my last demonetization, they had to be just removed completely, because they were, even unlisted, they were still generating problems for me. And according to YouTube, were partially the reason why I was getting demonetized. So out of respect to them saying that, I was like, okay, and I removed them all. So they are going to get re-uploaded, and I think a lot of them have been re-uploaded onto Patreon already. I might get a special tag for them, just so people know that these are the ones that disappeared. They're slowly being re-uploaded onto Patreon, along with a lot of other stuff. So if you don't see it now, you will see it at the, basically, whenever they get re-uploaded, which things are getting sporadically re-uploaded throughout the year. So it should be complete by December, so everything that was there that isn't anymore will definitely be there by December of this year, along with like a really nice kind of like cheat sheet guide about how to like navigate the tags and like what tags go where and all this kind of stuff. So that's slowly being rolled out on Patreon, so you'll start noticing changes if you haven't already. But that's kind of where it is right now. But I think that's it for now. If you do have a question, like I said before, please feel free to ask. I love to answer questions. But I will see you guys all next time we have Get to Know Night, which I don't know when it'll be, because the schedule for next month isn't out yet. But when it is out, you will see when the next Get to Know Night is. But yeah, ask your questions regardless, because the questions will continue to pile up, and I will continue to answer them. But either way, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday, and I will talk to you later. Bye, everyone.